We named this the girls' room because it had a very definite feminine touch. And that touch came from art. Art loved to paint in random places throughout the home. And in here, he painted a very simple floral mural that climbed up two of the walls that met in the center. Now, one of the most important things that is in this room is a display. And this display is based on all of the items that Bev preserved of her mother's fashion for over 8 decades. The most important of the collection is her mother's 1930 dress, her hat and veil, which was very dramatic, the cake topper, and even her husband Ray's bow tie, all from their wedding. Now, I had to make a custom display to be able to display these items because it included hats and elegant gloves and purses and items like that. But we also are showing off the costume jewelry of Eleanor's and even Ray's money clip collection and his watch collection. Now, Beverly made her most important part of her life was being a historical drapery artist, and she worked all across the United States in museums. So she understood the plight of museums where they needed collections in order to stay, you know, in the public eye for people to come see. So she made a choice and decision to donate over a period of years much of her mother's fashion collection that she had had, and she donated it to the museums. So what is left is the wedding dress and four 1920 dresses, and those dresses are really very fragile. So what I've decided to do, I don't have space to display, and I certainly don't have the ability to preserve well these dresses. So what we're doing is we're going to have a photo fashion shoot with a model to display, to wear all of these dresses. Then I can have the pictures in order to add to our museum. But then I would donate those fragile dresses to a museum or an organization that can preserve them and use them for education. So I'm continuing on the model that Bev had about donating to museums.